poker-faced or heart on your sleeve, showing or hiding emotions. Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa, the most visited painting in the world, is famous for its subject's strange smile. That smile is often described as enigmatic, meaning that it's rather mysterious and it's impossible to guess what she's thinking. Today's post looks at some other words and phrases to do with people hiding or showing their emotions. Inscrutable is very similar to enigmatic and can be used to describe a person or their expression. We could say that someone like this is hard to read or impossible to read. Conversely, if someone shows their thoughts and emotions in their expression, we might say that we can read them like a book. For example, she had an inscrutable air about her. I can't tell if he's angry, he's impossible to read. I'll know if Laura's lying, I can read her like a book. We often use the word impassive when someone seems unaffected in a situation where you would expect them to show a strong emotion. We also use the word blank when someone doesn't show any emotion or doesn't seem to understand something. For example, most people were crying, but Paul remained impassive. She gave me a blank stare. If someone doesn't show any sign of surprise or worry about something, we might say that they don't bat an eyelid. This is often a rather positive phrase, implying that the person is not judgmental or that they're able to deal with a difficult situation. For example, she didn't bat an eyelid when I told her I'd been in prison. Someone who is poker-faced or has a poker face manages not to show their thoughts or feelings in their expression. Someone who looks or seems serious when they're telling a joke could be described as deadpan. And if you manage not to laugh at something you find funny, you keep a straight face. For example, I don't know how she kept that poker face all the time she was pranking him. He had such a deadpan expression, I didn't realise he was joking at first. How did you keep a straight face when he told you that? Of course, we can't always hide our emotions. We might go red if we're angry or embarrassed. And in British English, if you have a face like thunder, it's obvious that you're very angry. For example, when I mentioned the money, she went red in the face. Henry arrived with a face like thunder. If we're amused by the fact that someone looks very surprised or angry, we might say that their face was a picture. For example, your face was a picture when you realised that she was his wife. Whether you're someone who bottles up their emotions or wears their heart on their sleeve, I hope you find these words and phrases useful.